America's Working Mom. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from the Republican Convention. I remember that once upon a time, the values voters lamented that America was becoming depraved. Two-job couples ignoring their kids, unmarried girls getting pregnant. It was a campaign to turn back feminism, get the mom to stay at home, get the girls to take virginity pledges. But did you see the way the values voters reacted to Sarah Palin last night? They didn't just cheer her. They embraced her. They had Palin Power banners and I Love Sarah pins with pink hearts. She is now the female face of the Republican Party, a community-minded working mom who can raise five kids and have a career. An American family not embarrassed or ashamed that their oldest daughter is pregnant out of wedlock. Far from it. Her boyfriend sat in the audience with the family. It's the plot of Juno come to life. No talk about America's sexual depravity. No Murphy Brown speeches scolding unwed mothers. And on unions, Republicans used to shy away from unions, but Sarah Palin described her husband as a proud member of the Steelworkers Union. Not a reluctant member who thinks his dues are a ripoff, but a proud member of a union that believes in protecting its members' jobs. And a union, by the way, that's endorsed Barack Obama. Palin's critics have said she's against equal pay for equal work, but the moment she accepts the same pay as previous male vice presidents, she'll be making a clear statement that if you do the same job as a man, you should get the same pay, regardless of previous education or experience. So Democrats, come on, a win is a win, even if it happens because the other team decided to run the ball into its own end zone. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.